We're continuing with the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Yud Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition. Page Reish Nun Aleph in the Mosadeh of Kuk edition. And Aran, we're up to the seventh speech. Aran had quoted the third Drasha from the Gemara. The Gemara over there in Chagiga says that he taught about the verse in Koheles. Divrei Chachamim Kador Banot. The words of the sages are like the dorban, like that stick which has a nail at the end. Just like that stick directs a person to life, so too the words of the sages direct a person to life. And he had gone on to explain that the straight path that the cow goes on brings life to the world, it brings sustenance to the world, the food to the world. So too the words of Torah enlighten a person, and enlightenment isn't always good for a person. This is an enlightenment that leads him to life, to understanding the truth, to understanding the essence of life. And that's what Shlomo said, that when wisdom enters one's heart, it protects him. That if a person absorbs the wisdom, then it is pleasant to him, and he learns to derive benefit from him, from the Torah, from the wisdom that he's learned from the Torah. And even someone who tries to swindle him will not be successful in catching him and in entrapping him. And so our sages explain Shizoti Kavanat HaParsha, that the Parsha over there in Tehillim is talking about different philosophies. Mima she'nemar b'sofa, our sages derived it from the continuation of the Parsha. Kol ba'ei lo yishuvun lo yisigu ochot chayim v'darshu b'masechta avodah zarah d'kol parish meminut mayit. Our sages say over there that whoever, the continuation of the verse says Torah will save you from a man who tries to swindle. So the Ran says the interpretation over there must be swindling when it comes to philosophy, to try to distort the truths. And that has to be the case because the continuation of the verse is whoever approaches doesn't return to the way of life. And our sages explain that it's not easy. And whoever tries to break away from minut, from false philosophies, doesn't find life. Meaning once a person entered their grasp, it's very hard to pull away. And this idea is alluded to in the Talmud in Kiddushin, that the Torah protects a person from the philosophies that will draw him down. V'samtam, the Talmud says, it says you should place the words of Torah on your heart. So the Talmud breaks up the word samtam into two words. Sam, drug, that is tam, that is whole, that is complete. What's that called? Panacea? And all-encompassing, everything's, it'll cover everything. Nimshala Torah l'sam chayim. So the Torah is compared to a drug of life. Mashal le'adam shikat beno makah gdola v'niach lo retiyah. The Talmud over there says it's like a person who hit his son and then he puts a big bandage on him and he says, so long as the bandage is on, you could eat whatever you want, you could drink whatever you want, you could take showers the way you want, you have nothing to worry about. But if you remove the bandage, so suddenly you'll see that when you eat, it affects it badly, when you shower, it affects it badly, and it becomes gangrene. So too Hashem said to Am Yisrael, I created the Yetzer Hara within you. That's like the father that hit his kid. Hashem made the problem, so to speak. And I created the Torah, that's the cure. If you deal in Torah, you won't be in his hand. He won't be able to hurt you. That's what the Gemara over there in Kiddushin says. So the Talmud over there explains that when a person is dealing in Torah, he doesn't have to fret that the Yetzer, that his inclinations will get the better of him. Because dealing in Torah will save him from all that. That the Torah guides a person's heart from the paths of death to the paths of life. And here he's talking about the philosophies. So what was his point here? He said, if one can connect to the Torah, the great benefits, the Torah will guide him in the path of life, and the Torah will guide him to the correct philosophies of life, whereas the verse in Proverbs says that the philosophies that veer off the path, those are philosophies that it's hard to break away from, but the Torah will keep him off that path. That's why the Torah is called Sam Tam, the whole drug, the encompassing drug, because the Torah can keep a person on the path to life in everything that he does, because the truth is everything we do needs a certain balance in order to be healthy. You eat too much, you drink too much water, you could die. Right? Okay. So there's...
You don't have enough, you could die.
That's true. So you need the balance. Yeah.
So, I don't understand. Is this talking about the Yitzhar, it protects the Yitzhar regarding Minut, or regarding everything?
So he says, the Gemara says, it'll save you from the Yetzer Ha, but he says that Gemara has to be talking about in philosophy, because it says, Mechavnim lev lomdehem. The Torah focuses the hearts of those who learn the Torah from the paths of death to the paths of life. So you see, the focus here is not about our physical health. The focus here is about, philosophically, what paths we'll choose.
So it's not that it'll take me from the Yetzer Ha to... look at inappropriate things or deep-breathiness, or it's not talking about
right.
It's talking about meaning.
Many of those are going to be offshoots of where one's philosophy lies. V'amru od ba'alei asufot. So the Talmud over there in Chagiga continues and says, what is the continuation of the verse in Ecclesiastes when it calls the rabbis ba'alei asufot, the masters of gatherings? What does that mean? Elu talmidei chachamim sheyoshvim asufot asufot v'oskim b'torah. The sages are referred to masters of gathering because they gather together in clusters. They set up batei midrash, they set up chavrusas, they deal in Torah in clusters. Halalum tamin v'halalum tarin, halalu poslin v'halalu machshirin, halalu osrin, halalu matirin. You have different opinions among them. Some say the exact same scenario is defiled, some say that scenario is pure. Some say that's disqualified, some say it's kosher, some say it's prohibited, some say it's permitted. Shema tomar, hoil v'alalu metamin v'alalu v'chulu, hech ani lomed Torah me'ata. So you might say, so many opinions in Torah, how am I going to learn anything? Talmud lomar, nitanu meroe echad. That's why the conclusion of the verse says, they were all given from one shepherd. Kulam panas echad amaran mepi adon kol ha'masim baruch hu. All the different opinions were given from one leader, from the master of all things, blessed be he, shnema v'yidber elokim kol dvarim ha'ele leimo. As the verse says, God said all these things, saying the following. So our sages say, what does it mean when the verse says God said all these things? Dorshu milat kol lomar she'afilu divrei mi shelo yesiga emet. All these things? So that's to encompass even the opinions that are not true. And here, this is where we begin a fantastic discussion in the Ran about how you have two opinions in halacha, how we view the opinions that were not accepted to halacha, how is it that we say God gave a Torah that included opinions that don't make it to halacha, so then why were they included in the Torah given at Sinai? Why is that of any importance? Why would God do that? And the great difficulty in understanding this piece in the Ran, this is the piece that I fret from teaching, because he uses the word emet on two planes. He uses the word emet to mean the way we halachically rule, and then he uses the word emet to mean God's truth. So those are two different concepts, and yet he uses the same term for them. And that's what makes this very, very difficult to understand what he means to say when he talks about emet. You'd say the truth. Wait a second. The opinion that we don't do halachically, is that true or is it not true? You say it's not right, it's not the halacha. So, well, where does that fall into play? And why is God busying himself with giving us that? And why is that a part of Torah? So that's what he's going to focus on. This is where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week.